is Wade Ranthier with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In a court filing, justice attorneys took the opposite position from the Obama administration in a case that involved the state's removal of thousands of inactive voters from the Ohio voting rolls. This brief, unlike the prior one, was not signed by career attorneys in the Civil Rights Division. The Supreme Court is set to hear the case next term. A couple have challenged the state law that bars foster parents from carrying concealed weapons in a case that may have nationwide implications. Uber plans to wind down its subprime car leasing division in the U.S. to stem unsustainably high losses, a major retreat just 2 years after starting the business. Turns out that Keystone Pipeline has some big hurdles still in Nebraska. Many farmers and ranchers are angered by the idea of a foreign pipeline company using eminent domain to force them into letting large construction equipment plow a 50-foot wide right-of-way to bury the pipeline about 4 feet below the surface. Newly enacted Oregon law requires retail, hospitality, and food service businesses with more than 500 employees to provide a good faith estimate of hours and on-call shifts at the time of hire. Same companies will need to give their employees a written schedule a week in advance beginning in July 2018 and 2 weeks in advance starting in July 2020. Investigators for Special Counsel Robert Mueller searched the home of President Trump's former campaign manager for tax documents and foreign banking records. New York City has scrapped 644,000 old warrants for minor infractions in order to reduce the number of people being held for nonviolent crimes. University of Mississippi is confronting some of its past. Lamar Hall plaque is one of five new ones to be installed to honestly describe the offensive history associated with campus landmarks and acknowledge the contribution of slaves. The University Committee also recommended the renaming of one building, Vardaman Hall, named for Governor James Vardaman, who openly advocated lynching. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkin's Bulletin, is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.